The stimulus plan the Senate passed would give states $39 billion in what's called a fiscal stabilization fund. Well, that's a lot of money. It's $40 billion short of what the House had promised. In Wisconsin's case, the governor says it means about $600 million less for state government, which is consistent with estimates from national groups following the package. Doyle told a gathering of the Wisconsin Counties Association that he hoped that money would be restored as Senate and House leaders negotiate a compromise.
You know, you kind of wonder what they're thinking, because what we're talking about is a state stabilization fund that was there really to be able to make sure that we could provide the kind of shared revenue support that you need to make sure that we have good law enforcement and emergency response in our communities, to make sure that we are providing good basic services to people even in this difficult time.
The governor already delayed his budget once to get a better idea of what the stimulus might mean for Wisconsin. He rescheduled it for next Tuesday. Doyle says if there's still no final stimulus deal, he'll draw up his budget with conservative estimates of what Wisconsin might get from Washington. If the $600 million is not restored to the federal stimulus, that would leave a considerably larger burden on Doyle and state lawmakers to fix Wisconsin's budget. The governor says that without action, that budget hole will hit $5.7 billion over the next couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.